The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Ah, it is that time of the week. Simon Tierney has joined us with his how to do stuff. And you've got a really interesting one today.
Yeah, a bit of an unusual one. I think I was, I suppose, observing the scramble to get out of the Middle East over the last few days. You know, a lot of commercial flights cancelled and all the rest. And the wealthy elite were trying to book private jets to get out. So today we're looking at how to get onto a private jet. I've done some interesting research around this. It's not, like, honest to God, Shane, it's not as expensive as you might think.
Really?
Right?
Have you tried to book one?
I've tried to book one, and I'll get to that in a second. But I was looking at Jet VIP, which is a French private jet contractor, and they were saying, the headlines around this are a bit sensationalist, but when you break it down, it's a bit more affordable than you might think. So they said that, obviously, huge demand out of the Middle East. What you need to do is you'll see that people are driving to either Muscat or Riyadh. They're the two kind of hubs. This is if you're in Dubai, say, or the UAE. 10-hour drive to Riyadh, something similar to Muscat. Now, Jet VIP, they're saying that you could hire one of their 16-person private jets for €100,000, which will take you from Riyadh to Lisbon, right? Now, obviously, this isn't a return flight, but if you've got 15 of your mates on that, as opposed to like a family or two where you're paying for everything. But if you've got all your mates on there and you're splitting it, you're going Dutch, so to speak, that would work out at about €6,200 per person.
Right.
Now, to be fair,
you got to pay the €50 Ryanair flight from Lisbon back to Dublin.
Yes, that's true. Yeah,
I wonder, could you have no bags and pile about 40 people?
I forgot about that.
Could you say we won't bring any bags and you pile about 40 people in, or do they not really work like that?
Yeah, I don't think that would work. And also, this is single. You're not getting a return flight for that.
No, you're not.
To be fair, if you were to book a business class flight, it wouldn't be much more than that.
That's probably true.
True.
So
I had a very shocking revelation about the kind of people I work with, Simon, today, because we were
really? Okay.
Yeah, because we were in a production meeting and we were discussing doing this, and I think there was five of us in the meeting. Two of them had been on private jets.
Wow.
I was neither of the two, by the way.
Where did Shane Coleman sit on
that? To Norway, I believe.
Many, many, many decades ago, as a young business journalist, I was on a private jet on a business trip.
But one other member of our team had also been on with extended family, had been on a private. I thought a private jet was literally for people like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, Shane Coleman. Those kind of people.
We have this image that is kind of a very luxurious experience. So Shane, was it very luxurious?
No, not really. It was pretty basic.
Were you being pampered?
No. But I think I was 25 or 26. I mean, I found it very exciting.
Really?
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's quite small and pokey.
I would feel quite scared in that situation, because like small airplanes scare
I was
me.
A bit nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Because the aircraft was small.
Yeah. I it was irrational, but I was a bit kind of,
I've actually flown a plane, but that's neither here nor there. I've been in tiny planes and they are a bit like lawnmowers in the sky.
Yeah,
they kind of make a put as they're flying as well. But I find that a little bit exciting myself.
Yeah, I mean, it is thrilling. Like I a lot of your listeners will be watching the John Kennedy Jr. and Caroline Bessette.
Are you watching
story.
It?
Show. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. Like, I'm interested in the story behind it. Like, he was a very debonair character, you know. This is kind of 90s New York. Jackie Kennedy, his mother was still alive at that point. But people often forget, I mean, this is part of the sort of tragic history of that dynasty, that John Kennedy had a very tragic end. But he had bought a private aircraft about 3 months before his death, and when that fateful flight happened, you know, he was just out of an ankle brace. He'd broken his ankle a few months before. So the reason I bring that up is because the safety regulations when it comes to private aviation are very different to commercial aviation. Let me give you one really interesting statistic, Kira, is that if you, with the Federal Aviation Administration in America, if you want to be a commercial pilot, you have to have a minimum of 1,500 hours of flight time before you fly a commercial airplane. That's good news for us as passengers.
Yeah, you would think. Reassuring.
Yeah, it's very reassuring. If you want to be a private airplane pilot in the United States, you have to have a minimum of 40 hours of air time.
You're joking.
Yeah.
40 hours.
For a private license here, it's more than that. I can't remember because I did.
In Ireland, it's a
I've
lot
taken
more.
A few lessons and I look. I think it's a couple of hundred. So that is different. But yeah, I don't. Do you remember when Taylor Swift, back to Taylor Swift, when she was going around the place in her private jet, everyone was complaining about how they're very environmentally unfriendly opposed to, well, much more so than commercial jets where there's hundreds of you on the plane together. You know, it's like public transport versus being a motorist, I suppose, but in the sky.
Yeah, I mean, that's really extraordinary. And of course, Taylor Swift and other celebrities like Prince Harry would be big.
Prince Harry and Meghan got a lot of, they got a lot of grief, didn't they?
Well, what did they do? They say, but it's okay because I'm doing carbon offsetting. Have you ever heard of this?
I have.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what carbon offsetting
is. Yeah, so this is basically, I'm so rich that I'm going to fly short haul flights and in order to justify that, I'm going to make a financial contribution to, I don't know, growing 100 trees in a forest or something like that. It's a way for the wealthy elite to write off
It's like an environmental
lifestyle.
Balance sheet.
It is.
Yeah. So Meghan does loads of composting of her jam and she recycles all the jars and therefore she is allowed flying a private jet everywhere with impunity. Isn't that what we're basically saying?
Didn't Kylie Jenner take a ridiculously short
flight? Kylie Jenner in 2022 got a lot of flack, Shane, you're absolutely right, because she flew a 17-minute flight between two towns in Southern California. I mean, that was just extraordinary. They said at the time that that represented a quarter of the total amount of the total annual carbon footprint of the average person globally.
Goodness. Now, what worried me as well a little bit about, I have to say, is all of the Epstein stuff, that one of the ways that you traffic people around the place is because, never mind that they don't have the same safety checks, they don't have the same security checks on private jets. So if you lob in somewhere on a private jet, they're not checking your hand luggage to see if you've got aerosols or people trafficked in the back of your plane.
That's a really interesting point.
And I don't like that at all.
And it's not spoken enough about because it's less, using private aviation is much less accountable.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly who's, you know how many people are on the plane, but who are those people? So let me just bring you back to your initial question, Shane, about my own search for a private jet. And I'm getting places. So, and I don't think it's as bad as you're going to expect here. I think a lot of your listeners are going to be going, I'm going to a concert in Rome next month. Maybe I'll take Simon's advice on this. Don't. But this is how it works. Right. So I got onto a private jet company whose name I won't give. But what I sought to find out is, could I bring my family of four people? So myself, my wife and two children, on a private jet to, where was I going? Oh, to London. Mm-hmm. So I found the closest private jet airport that was affordable for me, which is called Biggin Hill. It's just south of Croydon. So it's about an hour's drive from the airport to Waterloo Station in South London, right?
Right, okay.
It's called Biggin Hill. And I found a single pilot light aircraft called a Phenom 300. It fits about six people. And they quoted me for a 57-minute flight. So it's €6,000 per hour. Obviously, I need to come back because I have a job here in Ireland. So now we're at €12,000.
€3,000 a pop ahead.
Ahead. And then they also offered me to top up the service with a helicopter transfer from Biggin Hill to Central
London. That would be handy.
Yeah. And that's
thrown in for free, is it?
No, that's €5,000 an hour.
Wow.
That's so like are we now?
So you're now at €11,000.
So slightly cheaper.
No, you're actually, you're at...
No,
you're
return.
At, you're at,
so
at
you're like 17 20, grand.
17
you're at
grand.
17
yeah.
grand.
Yeah.
Well, actually, unless you have to go the return both ways.
Well, return both ways, then
you're at
22 grand. Yeah, 22 grand.
Okay.
Now, obviously, for a family of four, like, you know, and I'm going to be paying for that all my own, like, that's a big splash. But again, if you were going with the lads for a stag weekend.
It's not that much. You can only fit six people. It's not that much cheaper, Simon.
So it'd be a grand
you're
each
not,
way.
You're
with
not
the
making
lads.
The case for it here.
Come on.
And you land in Biggin Hill, wherever
trying,
that is.
I'm trying to go with you on this one, but.
Is there a Wetherspoons in Biggin Hill?
I'm sure there is.
Sounds
I'm
like sure there might is. Be. That's all I would say about Biggin
Hill. I'd say there
Hill.
Definitely is. It all reminds me a little bit of the Galway races back
oh,
in the,
God.
Back in yeah. the heyday of the Celtic.
They were mad thing. For the helicopters, right?
Oh, I knew I'd
have you guys been in helicopters?
Yes. I've never been in the helicopter.
I've also been
there. Shane, like, you're such a jet setter.
I too have. I've actually also flown a helicopter.
What?
But anyway,
have you got a private?
No. Flown a helicopter?
Well, I've held the joystick and kept it level and done those types
I'm
of things.
I'm glad it wasn't in a helicopter. No offense.
Helicopters to me, and I'm not a nervous flyer, are much more scary than planes.
Why? Because you feel
because if those rotating things
rotors
yeah. stop going
commonly called
commonly called rotating. I'm quite I'm just going to be a bit scientific here. If those rotating things stop rotating
yeah.
if a bird goes into them or yeah. something, you just drop like a stone. You have no chance. Like you can glide on a plane. I just think there's something very scary about, and they're very loud as
well. I know what you mean. Yeah, no,
now, they are amazing because you can kind of, you know, zoom around the place in kind of weird angles and stuff, a bit different. Okay. But
yeah. Now, the Galway races, just to finish up, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting because in 2005, at the height of the Celtic Tiger, there were 113 private helicopters registered in this country, right? The Irish Times said in August the 1st, 2005, that as many as 300 landings per day were happening at the Galway races. I did a quick check before I came in. In 2025, August of 2025, there were 59 private helicopters
Big drop.
Registered in this country. So it's a massive drop from the height of the Celtic Tiger.
What percentage of the world's population would you say has ever flown in a plane, never mind a private jet?
Oh, God, tiny, probably, like 10%.
20%.
20%.
Loads of really interesting texts coming in very, very quickly. I've chartered many private jets on behalf of people I work for, and I've worked with someone who manage their own private jet. The flight plans are managed by big jet management companies. You have to submit a full passenger manifesto along with current passports. You are hit on landing by customs and immigration. It's as strict as any commercial flight. I'm not sure that was true of Prince Andrew. And lastly, Colm says, who's up for the crack, myself and a few pals use a private jet for golfing trips in the past couple of years. We split 16 grand six ways for a flight to and from Malaga. Definitely worth the treat. The flight home is depressing though. Oh, maybe it was only out and then maybe back on a commercial.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway,
okay.
People are doing exactly as you say.
Interesting.
Simon Tierney, thank you.
Pleasure,
always,
guys. Thank you.
We'll get booking our
private
plane.
Broadening our mind every Wednesday.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.